Welcome to Intergalactic Wasabi Mix, live mix by Snowdusk on Anon Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix on Anon Radio, Tuesday edition. It's April the 5th, and it's 2300 hours UTC. Tonight is Melange Night, okay? I'll be playing for you songs from different genres, okay? My name is Snowdusk, and that is my alias, or handle, on SDF, or the Super Dimension Fortress. DJs here on Anon Radio are all members of the Super Dimension Fortress, or SDF, a non-profit public access Unix shell provider, as well as a non-profit social club established in 1987. Please check out SDF on the web at sdf.org. Let's start off with Bell and Sebastian with Electric Renaissance.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a real awesome tune from Belle and Sebastian from their Tiger Milk album. Actually, it's the only Belle and Sebastian album I like. Oh, there's another one. What's the title of that album? Okay. Looking at my CDs. Nope, I don't remember. Anyway. So how was your day so far, guys? It's a working day again. So I went to work early today. I think by 7:20 I was already at my desk. And then I was supposed to finish at 4. But I didn't finish till 5. And it takes me about an hour to get home. So 6 o'clock I get home. 6 o'clock my time. So that's 2200 hours UTC. So I only have an hour. I usually only have an hour to get ready for this show. But, you know, I wanted a break. So I was having coffee, eating something, having a smoke. So I only have half an hour to get ready for this show. That's okay. You know what? Okay. That's DJ Barnacle style. I like DJ Barnacle style. You know, he doesn't plan. That's what I heard anyway. Well, he told us. So he just play whatever he sees on his computer or whatever. That's cool, I think. Spontaneous. Okay, I'm not very good at spontaneity. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Anyway, here's Air, French band. Okay, Air with Kelly, Watch the Stars. And you're listening to the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix on and on radio. We'll be right back. Okay, Air with Kelly Watch the Stars. My background music is actually also from Air because I love Air. It's a great band. Okay. All right. I'll play Portishead for you. This is Elysium. Please enjoy.
No one has said what
awesome scratching over there. I love Portishead scratching. That genre, by the way, is called trip hop. Okay? Trip hop. So I don't know. It's hip hop plus electronic? Is that what it is? I don't know. But trip hop, like Portishead, what else? Who else? What do you call it? Sneaker Pimps. Okay, who else? I don't really listen to trip hop very much, but I like Portishead. Okay, they're a British band, by the way. Popular in the late 90s, early 2000s. All right. I think this one is also trip hop. I'm not sure. This band is called Mono. Mono, like Mono, the disease Mono. Anyway, I can't say it. Disease. Oh, I can't say disease. Oh, there you go. I said it. Anyway, Mono with Slim C. All right, that was Mono, Slim C, from their Formica Blues album. Okay, here's a British band who sings in French. Interesting, huh? Well, not all French, but this one is Stereolab with Miss Modular. You're listening to the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix on Anon Radio. That was Stereo Lab with Miss Modular. Cool song, isn't it? Okay. Yeah, so I guess most of our listeners, well, maybe all of our listeners, are all are members of the Super Dimension Fortress, or SDF. Okay? So, if you are not a member, okay, please check out sdf.org and try it out. Be a member. So, I guess all you need is a shell. A command, a terminal. There you go, terminal. And then you SSH, sdf.org, and then you create a new user, blah, 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 Unix stuff. Okay, and you can try it out for 1 year. I think you can try it out for 1 year. And then you would need to validate your account by sending, I think, one US dollar by mail. All the instructions are on the web page. Okay, and then if you really like it, you can be an ARPA member. I think it's US$36. Okay, lifetime membership. You get more privileges. You get more access. You get access to more software. Okay, and then you can be, if you still want more power, then you can be a Meta ARPA member. So you will be supporting SDF for $36 a year. You will become a sustaining member. Okay, so you'll be supporting SDF. SDF is nonprofit, so it's all free. Okay, I am a Meta ARPA member. Okay, although I don't really know a lot of Unix, but I do play around Unix, you know. But I usually mess up stuff when I do. I like it, you know. It's pretty base, you know, very basic. It's text, you know. Sometimes I want break from graphics, from GUIs, you know, intensive, memory bloating graphics, you know, graphic browsers or graphic operating system. Yeah, sometimes I want break. I want text only. There you go. I even have a Gopher site. I have a Gopher site. I remember Gopher. I used to use Gopher when I was in university in the early 90s and mid 90s. Gopher for files, you know? Yeah, so I do have a Gopher site too. You can check it out. It's kind of boring though. Okay. Let's see. All right. So if you want me to play your favorite songs, please email me at snowdusk@sdf.org. Okay, you can send me email. I have a VoIP, but I don't like talking on the phone. Okay. Anyway, all right. Here's Chibomatto. Chibomatto is a Japanese band. Two girls, and they have guest band members. This one is Spoon. You're listening to the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix on Anon Radio. Okay, so that was Chibomatto with Spoon. Okay, we were just having conversation on COM. COM is SDF's own IRC program, a simplified IRC program, but awesome. It's an awesome tool, by the way. We were talking about Gopher. So for old timers out there like me, you know, we used Gopher back in the 90s for downloading, uploading files. That's back when there was no World Wide Web. Okay, there was no World Wide Web. Well, I think there, yeah, I don't know. I used Gopher first, and then I converted to World Wide Web. Okay. What else? Because when Gopher was popular, well, there was only Gopher, and then there was FTP. What else? That's all I know. I'm not really internet savvy person, but we had to use Gopher in university back then. So to download manuals from professors, you know, stuff like that, and also to access some government useful manuals from educational sites. You know, there was really no World Wide Web, and then World Wide Web started coming out. You know, I remember the first ever search engine I've used was WebCrawler, and I've used it so much. And then I don't know. Does it still exist, WebCrawler? I don't know. I've never used it. And then WebCrawler, and then I started using Yahoo. Okay, and then I got my first ever email account, like internet email account, on Yahoo. So I've had that account since I think 96 or 95. I don't know. So life was very simple back then. You know, I didn't know internet. I know there was just like people, like small group of people talking to each other. Basically, university. We had our own. What do you call that? Intranet? I don't know what it's called. But I know we were sending emails to each other, but not really outside. So, yeah. What was I using back then? I was using, it's kind of like a BBS program, but it was text-based. It's graphical. I had a Mac back then. Forgot what it's called. Never mind. Anyway, so Gopher. So SDF has Gopher, by the way. So I think when you type in Gopher at the prompt, it doesn't work. It links comes up. I don't know. I've tried it. Links, the text-based web browser, comes up. Instead, if you really want to use Gopher, what I do is I go to SDF-specific software called Make Gopher, MK Gopher, and then I type in Gopher. That's how, I don't know. That's how I access Pure Gopher? Anyway, Gopher. Okay, here's Massive Attack with Teardrop. We'll be right back. Okay, that was Massive Attack with Teardrop. Okay. Wow. I had no idea why I was talking technical stuff on SDF. It's usually stuff that I usually, try to avoid because I'm not really that technical. There are things I'm technical with. Sometime, you know, but not so much Unix. But I guess I've been around SDF for so long, so I'm familiar with a lot of SDF stuff. You know, I joined not really that long ago. Okay, when did I joined? I think in 2003. Yeah, only because I was looking for a free website. You know, because I wanted. Oh yes, I remember now. That's when GeoCities. I don't know if you guys remember GeoCities. I always had a homepage on GeoCities. And then I think Yahoo bought GeoCities. And then Yahoo all of a sudden dropped GeoCities. And so I was looking for a free website, you know. And then I found SDF. Yeah. 2003, my first handle was Snowdrop because that was a Larkin Ciel song, Snowdrop, and I liked it very much. So my handle was Snowdrop, and then it sounded like a candy, so I changed it. Anyway, never mind, long story. Okay, so yeah, so there's no excuse for me not to know SDF stuff. All right. Yeah, so yes, SDF has its own text-based social networking software, and it's called Profiles. So we were just talking about it on Calm. Profiles. At the prompt, type profiles. And then you set up your own profiles. I think it's command setup. I don't know, something like that. And then and then it's like a journal, you know, very short and sweet. Very quick, I like that. No fancy pictures, just, you know, text-based journal. And then you can add friends, you know, users, SDF, other SDF users. I think you have to finger first. You have to finger the user. Within the program, you type F, I think. I think so. And then you type in the name of the SDF user, and then you add. That software, what, by the way, was created by our sysop, SMJ. Anyway, okay, so yeah, that was Profiles. You know what? Let's break away with, you know, quote-unquote hipster music for a bit. Here's REM with Radio Song.
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
Collapsing around our ears, I turned up the radio, I can't hear it. When I got to the house and I called you out, I could tell she had been crying. It's that same song on the radio, it makes me sad. that same song. The DJ sucks. Makes me sad. I tried to turn it off. To say goodbye, my love. That radio song. Hey, hey.
R.E.M. with radio song. Very appropriate. Well, internet radio station. I'm very sure back then when they composed that music, there was no internet radio. There was only the regular, classic, standard radio station. Anyway, let's see. Please make sure you check out anonradio.net for Anon Radio's full programming, okay? So today, right after my show, is Hong Tudo's Asia Culture Adventure from 0100 hours to 0100 hours UTC. And that's every day, so right in about 8 minutes. Okay, so please stay tuned for that. And then... tomorrow, my time, you know, tomorrow. So that's Wednesday. There's please stay tuned. Please tune in to Wednesday. Yeah, Dubious Goals Committee. That's Tobe's program. I mean, Tobe's show from 1930 to 2000 hours UTC. Wow, that's it. Oh, we only have two shows on Wednesdays. So that means we need more DJs. So please volunteer. Okay? Click volunteer on the anonradio.net website. Okay? We here on Anon Radio are all volunteers. Okay? So we work for free, but it's fun. You know, it's rewarding and fun. Anyway, let's see. Okay. So that's the schedule. And then, all right, I'm going to stop talking. Here's Ladytron with Black Cat for all cat fans out there. Hello, Tobe. Cat, Black Cat.
Слушай, мене линията забрави. Чуй за сините скали си припомни. Нов път всеки ден напред намери. Как обичаше да се катериш. Котката в орел не спревърни. Извън картата да излети. С бъдещето си ако играеш.
All right, so that's all the that's all the time we have for tonight. Please tune in again on Saturday, 2300 to 2400 hours UTC. Okay, I still have about 2 minutes. Well, no, sorry, just 1 minute. I was gonna play Mr. Roboto, but okay, I'll play it anyway. Have a great night, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Intergalactic Wasabi Mix, live mix by Snowdusk on Anon Radio. Please tune in next time. Goodbye.